Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Cynthia Johnson, your host this morning. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. It sure was beautiful this weekend here in Atlanta. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great and fantastic and feeling energized. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling energized as well. It's so wonderful being here and being alive. We are studying oneness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And plowing through this book. Last week we ended our discussion talking about the difference between knowing and actually believing and living these words and practicing oneness. It was a powerful lesson. So we're going to pick up today on that theme of how we can put these wonderful principles that we're learning into practice. I'm just waiting a minute or so for people to continue to log on, because I know that they love your morning prayer, Dr. Reggie.
Mm, beautiful.
They love your morning prayer. But we can't hold off for so long, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you to take us into our opening prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, we enter the kingdom with love and thanksgiving. We are the energy of creation. We are the power that we seek. We are your desire, having the energy of who we are as you. And we thank you for this power that we so often take for granted, not knowing that we are what we are seeking in you. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple that most people miss it. And help them to find their way. Let these nuggets of divine wisdom and channeled spirituality be with them to help them to be open and understand their purpose on the planet. They're all looking for the ascension and looking for the answers, and it's inside, and we thank you for the power that we have inside of us, as Christ dictated. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to lead us into the right directions, step by step, as we learn everything, inch by inch, to make it easy for us, and not yard by yard to make it hard. We thank you that we learn to listen, open our hearts and our minds, for healing, abundance, and always to be prosperous in our relationships, in our lifestyles, and in love. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Wow. The power that we are seeking is inside of us. Mm. Dr. Reggie, you always drop those little nuggets so subtly. The power that we're seeking is within us. And it is so true. It is within us. Everything that we're learning in oneness is about how we have the ability to choose. That's why I entitled today's lesson is, The Choice is Yours. This is your life, and the choice is yours. You are creating it or co-creating your life every day. So the choice is actually yours. Much as you become, and this is the pickup from where we left off last week, as you become a practice artisan in crafting your life experience, you will garner the experiential reinforcement of the understandings upon which that art is based. In other words, when you start practicing, creating the outcomes in your life experience, you will have a deeper understanding of the principles that are at work. But you're not going to get that education if you don't practice. Ultimately, your life script will be less of the hit and miss history of leaping ahead and backsliding that many have experienced as part of the transformation process, and you will be able, after a given number of episodes, to recognize the common thread with which you now begin to weave an entirely new tapestry of experience. And you begin to delight in the recognition of your ability to alter the outcome of certain situations by directing your attention to the quality of the energy with which you approach them. And so our focus, of course, as we're going through oneness, their whole focus and what they're teaching us is to pay attention to the energy. What does it feel like? That, and when you make a specific decision, you have an intention. What does it feel like? And it should be coming from your heart. It should be resonating within your heart. You shouldn't feel guilty about intentions or have a feeling of, I know that this is wrong. You shouldn't have those doubts. It should come from your heart. It should be a warm, loving feeling in order to move, to shift that vibration to a higher vibration. One becomes very clear that the consequences of one's thoughts and actions manifest as one's experience when that result is virtually instantaneous. There will no longer be the luxury of hiding in the well of victim consciousness, for those depths have been relegated to a world now past where the device of time provided for the deception of one's linear sensibilities. In the world that you now have begun to embrace, your choices manifest so quickly that there is little room for doubt as to the role you have played in your own undoing or triumph, and there is less inclination to leave matters to chance. And ultimately, one embodies the impetus to harness one's own creative force field and to direct that power to the higher good of the collective. So I want to ask you to do a quick scan of some of your recent experiences and particularly your challenges in life. And can you see where you desired a certain outcome and received it, and how quickly that transpired? How quickly it transpired. Because unless we can stop and analyze these things and stop and look at them, how do we know that we're going through them? How do we know the impact of our thoughts if we don't stop and take a look to say, what have I manifested here? Or do you still have a lot of conflict around you? Just breathe on that for a moment and think about it. If it's something that you'd like to share with us on a phone call today, please do press 1 on your telephone keypad and share your experiences as you've been practicing the presence, practicing oneness, practicing shifting the energy. Because it should be just totally delicious experience. One becomes aware as this process unfolds that there is less and less interest in striving towards one's own betterment. The attainment of material success symbols comes to be perceived as meaningless and holds little allure, and one steadily comes to be drawn to activities in which one feels one can make a difference in the world. Now, I would be the first one to say that I have shifted from that. I have shifted from material things and climbing the corporate ladder. None of that is important to me. What's important is, what am I contributing to the world? How am I helping people? to grow and to be aware of their of the power that God has given them. That's my only mission right now. And most of you that are on this call, you're desiring the same thing in your own way. Maybe you're a healer. Maybe you are into nutrition or, you know, holistic health. But you are all concerned about the greater good. Those who are rooted in patterns that are survival-based will be afforded the opportunity to remain in realms where the where that focus presides, while others will shift their awareness to other levels of perception. So, you know, this is what I love about oneness. If you still want to struggle, they're saying it's okay. You have the right to do that, and you will create those experiences where you can struggle. If you feel like, you know, you have to struggle to climb the corporate ladder, you've got to struggle to build your business. If you want to be there, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, they say that there is no value judgment intended here as to who chooses to give himself added layers of life experience with which to reap key understandings and who is sufficiently complete in certain arenas to move on to the other kinds of life's work. There is no wrong or right. You know, some people can read a book and get it the first time around. Some people have to read it two or three times before they get the understanding. It is okay. It doesn't make you any less of a human being. And you remember on Friday I told you guys that you were Land Rovers gathering information, gathering experiences. It means you are programmed differently. You are a Land Rover that's programmed differently. That's all. But there's no judgment on it. All experience is transpiring in the eternal moment of now. And in essence, is occurring simultaneously. All possibilities exist. And the possibilities one chooses to experience produce a ripple effect throughout creation and are reflected energetically in the lives of the infinite variations of experience that you consider to be you. And this morning, as I was studying and preparing for this lesson, I had a question. And of course, I have to put this question to Dr. Reggie. But I noticed that oneness references you, the multidimensional you. And then I started thinking about how they say we are not separate, that we are all one. And there are these varying levels of vibration that on some level separate us because we're at different vibrations. But my question was, is that multidimensional self really the collective self at different levels? So could it really be, let me put it this way, Dr. Reggie. Are you following me, Dr. Reggie? Hello, Dr. Reggie, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
I am.
Okay, so what my question is when we're talking about the collective, that we're all one.
Yes, we are.
Okay, could that, when they say the multidimensional self.
Mm-hmm. Which coexists at the same time as the physical, emotional, mental, atomic, and divine self, collectively.
Okay, so, all right, I'm trying to word this where it's corrected. I'm looking at, all right, there's the physical me, And then there's a physical Reggie and a physical Gene, and we have three different bodies there. But
yes.
Could the multidimensional self actually be this collective whole? So that really and truthfully, on some level, that multidimensional self is you and Gene and all these other the other individuals that we see on the physical plane that are all experiencing life at different vibrations.
Yes, because when you were calling me just now, I left out of my body, and I travel all the time. I have to remind myself, come back. The energy cord brings me back and sets me back in it. So that's another part of that astral dimension. So I'm always traveling. But, yes, we are. That's true. As a collective, we're constantly aware by conscious effort, knowing we are that person physically, but we also have another awareness, and that's outside of the physicality of this body.
Okay. So really what they're saying here, and this is what I think I want you guys to kind of walk around in this awareness, and they've talked about it several times, that when you make a choice to, in terms of how you're going to respond to a life experience, that it has a ripple effect throughout the whole collective. And in particular, what they're talking about is in the multidimensional self. I guess there's a part of me where I'm perceiving that multidimensional self to still be different aspects of Cynthia. But really and truthfully, and my question, Dr. Reggie, is that multidimensional self not really just different levels of Cynthia, but actually different levels of the collective whole?
I believe it is different levels of the collective whole. It really is.
That's
we're all connected. Each one of us is connected.
Yes.
As a collective whole, each one of us is connected. And it's so amazing because the God force, energy, made us, and we are sensitive to everything. Some of us believe in separation, but we're not.
Right.
And separation.
That's where we really need to do work, because physically, in this physical plane, everything appears to be separate. We have a question here. Hold on 1 second. 2000, area code 646. You're
yes.
on here. Good morning.
Can I talk about my PE bill for schools?
Yeah. You're what?
For 6 years, I've been trying to get PE back in the school system.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought maybe I could do some other things to help people.
Okay.
Now I feel like I'm like it's the crucible.
Okay. Can you explain?
Can I have a Kleenex, please?
The physical education back in the school. She wants to get PE back in school.
Yes.
Because it's a very powerful form of knowing what their bodies are and how they control them.
Yeah.
And that's one aspect of having full awareness of the physical self. And that's a wonderful notion that you're trying to do. It's a beautiful thing you're trying to do. And I commend you for doing that. Some people are trying to stop it, like they stopped prayer. But you're doing a great thing. Keep the energy of knowing that God wants you to do that, and it will come to pass.
But can I say one thing quick?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so nervous.
You're nervous?
It's very nervous for me to come here sometimes. I have to just be honest with you.
You know, because I think you're anticipating something that you don't want to deal with. But you know what? If you think about it slowly and think about why you're there and what your mission is and what you want to accomplish to help these students, and you are helping them to improve the quality of their lives through PE, God will do the rest. God will do the rest. Okay? And we're going to hold you in prayer to know that's going to happen. Okay? It's going to work out. You are a good spirit. You are a wonderful person. Releasing all that anxiety. You don't need that anymore. Your mission is higher than what you say, you know?
It's just that... You won't let me talk about the things that are important to me. Can I have
what's
a Kleenex, please?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Nervous. But can I talk about something else just for a second? So I was just going to ask all of your millions of listeners to go to richardsimmons.com, and there's a little square there, and you can just send a little email to your congressman. Yes.
I'm sorry, my mic was off. We're going to send letters to our congressman so that we can get physical education back in the in our schools. And I think that's important. Okay, so we are talking about shifting the energy. And this is a great opportunity for us to shift the energy somewhat. How do we move about shifting that energy? And let's go back and pick up here. They say making the highest possible choices in any given moment, those choices that emanate from the heart, one makes the optimum vibrational contribution to the energetic collective of you. By foregoing the temptation to dive in and deliver justice oneself, one sidesteps the pitfalls that would set up parameters for an energetic nosedive and a manifestation of the experience of adversity. There is no need, once the initial experience of awareness is realized, to modify one's responses in an attempt to direct the process. One needs merely to maintain a state of openness to the energies and to allow life to unfold in a natural way. We don't need to put up the resistance. The more we resist, the more difficult the journey. And it's okay if you want to experience the resistance and that you need to have more of a struggle in life to accomplish certain things. That's okay. But if you are tired of struggling, you need to release the resistance and just allow things to unfold. And what you do is you set your intention on what it is that you desire and have it clearly in focus and then allow it to unfold. You know, there was a minister that we used to go to the Church of Religious Science in Redondo Beach. And Dr. Richelieu was so animated and so much fun. I loved him. And he talked about change. And he gave this example. He says, when you have a thought, it's like a seed. And so you have this thought, you have this intention, it's like a seed. And he says, and you're planting it in the soil. He says, so if you take a seed of a blade of grass and you plant it in the soil, and if it has to push through that hardcore shell, this thin little blade of grass, and then it has to push through, and then it has to push the soil out of the way so that it can peek through the soil. He says, do you not think that that birth process is painful for that little thin blade of grass? How tender it is that it can go through all of those changes and it's not painful or it's not difficult, but it is. And so he says, but we freak out the minute we set an intention and things start moving. We get all caught up in what's moving and freak out and are afraid, when really we should just relax and know that the process, the natural flow of life, is shifting the ground around us to make way for our prayer to be answered. How many of you understand that now? So that's why I'm saying, let's not get involved in the resistance. Let's not get involved in the resistance. Release it and allow. By making conscious choices rather than acting on the reflex responses of a past orientation, meaning because you've been through something similar and you know how you responded to it similarly, but you're making a conscious choice right now for the highest possible contribution to the energy. It's going to come, it will be coming from your heart, so that you can, it's the highest contribution to the energetic collective of you and to the manifestation of the highest results possible. And in this way, your conscious choices contribute towards shifting the patterns of other aspects of you who may be experiencing varying degrees of stuckness on parallel energies. And the reason I was asking Dr. Reggie about the multidimensional self, because really we need to become aware that we are a collective whole. So there may be other energetic vibrations multidimensionally that are stuck, and your choice impacts that portion of the in the multidimensional self. That's what oneness is telling us. I don't want you to perceive yourself as moving through this life only about you, but that it, whatever choice you make, is impacting the whole. And you can kind of see that so clearly when you see huge movements of people that impact change, that impacts all of us. You know, you can see a perfect example of that. Each time you are presented with the opportunity to make an enlightened choice, key word here, an enlightened choice, know that the results of that choice will be felt throughout all creation. It's not just about you. It's throughout all creation. And likewise, when you feel the inclination to make a reactive choice, know that it is entirely possible that the urge to do so has been prompted vibrationally by a parallel aspect of self, caught in the grasp discordant energies. Your awareness of the dynamics of this process provides you with the tools to shift that pattern and to redirect the energies. By consciously recognizing the instances of diminished vibration when they present themselves, one is able to surmount the instinctive inclination to fall back into habitual patterns of response and to reinforce those conditions energetically. All they're talking about is, are you going to continue to respond to situations the way you have in the past, or are you going to grow and shift the experience to a higher vibration? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. And ultimately, we're talking about ascending, aren't we? And understand that there is, you may not accomplish that in this lifetime. You may not accomplish ascending to oneness in this lifetime. It may take you several lifetimes. But what oneness tells us is it doesn't matter, because we're talking about eternity. So why rush it? We have forever to learn the lessons. And I think when you put it in that perspective, it allows you to be more gentle with yourself as you're learning this process. As anxious as I know many of us want to be through with it, I know I have moments I say, I do not want to come back to this. But I'm sure if I do come back, I'm coming back programmed a little differently because I've put so much effort in learning during this lifetime the power that is within each of us. So I am going to open the floor this morning for questions or comments. If you have a question or comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. And we're talking about our ability to shift energy and make different choices this morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
I don't know why you're picking on me today.
I'm not picking on
you. You made fun of me the last time. What's wrong with you, sweetie?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm in divine order, and so are you.
You know, I'm a forgiving person.
Well, that's very good.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, and that's your choice.
I get very sad.
And that's also your choice.
I don't like reality.
And that's also your choice.
Can I talk about my PE bill for schools?
Well, we've already heard it today.
For 6 years, I've been trying to get PE back in the school system.
Okay.
Will you? And we have to do something about it.
Well, you are working towards it, and you shared with us to go to Russell Simmons' site, and we will. So thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for calling. Good morning. 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings, greetings, everyone and family.
Good morning, Anthony.
Indeed, a great day to be alive.
It is a wonderful day to be alive.
Yes, and to have our being. And as Dr. Reggie said, that being can go out in space anywhere to any of the other planets and come right back.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an experience. And of course, we are having an interesting one this morning. I'd just like to say that that energy shifting is something that I've been playing with, having fun with. Because I get that if you don't have fun with something, you don't enjoy it, then sometimes the lesson sometimes does not, it is not taken well. That's my opinion. And I always tell my children that when I ask you to do something or I tell you to do something, is to take it in good spirit for it to register. Because if you take it grumblingly, then though you do it, the lesson is not learned. That's why it's always good to have a good atmosphere and a good frame of mind when you're learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
The acceptance is very key. Acceptance. Mm-hmm. Some of us do things grudgingly because, you know, we have to. But when we do it with a loving heart and a loving spirit, it registers, and that lesson is taken and accepted and embraced. And I like the illustration of the grass growing. I read that there's no gain without pain of some kind. And I know that sounds so harsh, but someone, who is it that mentioned that? Oh, Dr. Reddy said, we live in the world of fear. We live in a world of fear, and we have to overcome that fear every day with our choices.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
But it's all, and you. But it's our choice to be in fear or in faith. We're always making choices, and I think that's what oneness is trying to make us aware of. That this is not we're moving through life moment by moment, and we're making choices moment by moment. And and we should be consciously aware to make the highest possible vibrational choice energetically. Thank you for sharing this morning. I have a couple of other callers I want to talk to this morning.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good morning. 0533, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good. I just was going to say, like, one, I think that that caller is a spam caller, but this is seem real.
Two,
I was curious to know, whenever you say things in the muscle dimension and your choices and reactions affect everything, everyone is a whole in your own life and future lives, things like that, what if you're actually absolutely just confused about a situation? Is that fear? Is that, you know, some type of negativity? Or when you just honestly don't know, like, you know how we have feelings like, okay, well, this feels like the right thing, this doesn't feel like the right thing, and then there's some situations where you just kind of feel neutral.
I think you're learning to trust your feelings.
So you believe that you just should know?
No, your first impression is always accurate. That's how people work who are intuitive and psychics and medical healers and all that. You trust your first impression. If it feels good and you get resonance feeling all over how good it is, trust that feeling and go with that thought and hang on to that thought and be grateful and move forward. If it does not feel right to you the first time, discard it and say, I'm not doing this, because I'll tell you, the secret is when you persist, when you resist, actually, the problem will persist. But when you release, you'll be at peace. So learn to trust and have faith in faith. Trust your feelings. They were given to you as a gift when you were born, as a Geiger counter to gauge your way through life. Your first impression is God. Your second guessing is ego. Learn to trust that first impression and listen with your heart. You'll know what decision to make. You always will. It's always accurate, 100%.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you. Anyone else this morning? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad. All right, Dr. Reggie, I'm going to ask you to take us into our closing prayer. I know that our lesson and was a little disrupted this morning, but you know what? It has given us an opportunity to shift the energy and practice shifting the energy.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of your creation, even those we agree with or don't agree with. We thank you for being multidimensional beings, happen to be having a human experience. Let us honor the sacred energy of every person that we come in contact with, and honor their dimensionality, because we are affecting them and they are affecting us. Let us shield ourselves with your love and your light for healing, for growth, and wisdom. Let us see every person as an aspect of love, a royal diadem in the cosmic scheme of things. We are the light quotient of the children of light in the universe, and everyone has a right to be here and to be born and to ascend. We thank you for this wonderful platform, the emergence of who we are, standing on the leading edge of our glory, as Christ promised. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be here tomorrow, and we're moving into Chapter 4, which is dealing with the significance of the experience of duality. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget to practice. We really need to practice oneness. I love you as God loves you.